faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, in a shabby rooming house in the state capitol, with Muscles, his burly henchman, Joe Solitaire, the punchboard racketeer, chuckles softly as he fits a pair of dark glasses over his eyes.
Mr. McVane thinks he has nothing to worry about with Superman guarding his wife and daughter. Isn't that funny, Muscles?
Why is it, boss? I don't get it.
Didn't I tell you I can make Superman go wherever I want him to?
Yeah, you said so, but I don't see how.
You'll see, Muscles. You'll see. With Superman out of the way, Mr. McVane will find out he really doesn't want the legislature to pass Perry White's anti-punchboard bill. No, indeed. Come along, Muscles. We have work to do.
You know, some people collect big things, like old-time autos. But you'll have a lot more fun collecting things you can carry in your pocket.
Sure, like that new Pep series of 18 photos. Yes, you get a photo of a famous radio or sports star as a prize. One inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Right. A whole new photo series to collect. Actual candid camera-sized photos of 18 top-notch stars, like Tom Brenneman, the radio headliner, and sports stars like Paul Dizzy Trout, great pitcher of the Detroit Tigers.
Now, of course, you want to collect all 18 photos in the series. So, learn the exciting way to swap your duplicate photos. Play Photo Swap. Later in the program, we'll show you how to play this thrilling swap game.
Don't forget, keep collecting your photo from every package of Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat. Yes, eat them by the bowlful, but eat them slow so you get every bit of that delicious Pep flavor.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, The Adventures of Superman. Resolved to stamp out a punchboard racket which victimized school children, Editor Perry White, mayor of Metropolis, went to the state capitol with a bill which would make punchboards illegal. Tom McVane, the leader of the majority party in the legislature, promised White his support and confidently predicted that the bill would pass. But on the night before the bill was to come up, McVane received from Joe Solitaire, head of the punchboard racket, a threat that he, his wife, and his only daughter would die if the anti-punchboard bill even came up for debate. Clark Kent, in his true identity of Superman, promised to protect McVane's wife and daughter if the legislator would proceed with the passage of White's bill. McVane agreed, but unknown to him and to Superman, a secret listening device installed by Joe Solitaire recorded their conversation and their plans. And when the racketeer heard what had transpired, he laid his own plans to outwit Superman. The next morning, by arrangement, Superman met White and Tom McVane in front of the latter's house.
I'll see that nothing happens to your wife and daughter, Mr. McVane. You bring up Mr. White's bill to outlaw punchboards in the legislature.
And see it through.
I will. I'll do my best to see that it's passed.
Fine. I'll be leaving you then. Good luck, Mr. McVane.
Wait, Superman. Where are you going? What about...
Don't worry. Just going up where I can keep a better lookout.
Oh, I see.
Up and away!
Good heavens, look at him go. Boy, he's like a comet.
Yes, and just as fast. And as amazing. Yes, sir, you've nothing to worry about now, Mr. McVane, with Superman on the job.
Well, that is a relief. Well, I've got to get down to my office and put in a few licks in your bill before I bring it up before the assembly. Can I drop you anyplace, Mr. White?
Well, you could drop me at my hotel. And Kent, too, if he'd only show up.
Oh, yes. Where is Kent?
He stopped off at the drugstore on the corner. Said he had to make a phone call. I can't understand what's keeping him... Oh, here he comes now. It's about time you showed up, Kent.
I'm sorry, Chief. Good morning, Mr. McVane.
Morning, Kent. Hey, you should have been here a minute earlier. You would have seen Superman fly.
Really? Well, that must have been something.
It was amazing.
Kent seen him.
I certainly have.
Well, come on, let's get going. McVane's going to drop us off at our hotel, Kent. We'll have time to eat and call Metropolis before we go over to the assembly.
Oh, well, you go ahead, Chief. I'll stick around here for a while.
What for?
Oh, I may be able to help Superman.
You help Superman?
Oh, are you kidding?
I know it sounds silly, but
it's ridiculous.
Well, just the same, I want to stick around. You go on ahead, Chief, please. I'll see you later.
Well, I've got to get to my office, Mr. White, if you're coming with me.
Okay, let's go. Imagine Kent thinking Superman needs him. I never heard anything so.
If you only knew the truth, Mr. White.
Meanwhile, on the crest of a steep hill, several blocks away, Joe Solitaire sits in a car with Muscles and Nick, a wiry, hard-faced man. With the aid of powerful binoculars, the Punchboard King has been observing the scene in front of Tom McVane's house.
McVane is backing his car out of the garage. Harry White's with him. Better start the motor, Muscles.
Okay, boss.
Why is Kent going into McVane's house? Well, no matter. Get going, Muscles.
Where to?
Straight ahead to the boulevard. McVane's headed that way.
Okay.
Look, how about Superman, Mr. Solitaire? I don't want no trouble with him.
Don't worry, Nick. I'll take care of Superman.
Oh. Just tell me how.
That's what I want to know.
I said I'd take care of him. Now shut up, you stupid ape. Shut up, both of you. Do as you're told.
Okay, Mr. Solitaire.
Stop the car. We'll wait here for McVane.
Okay, boss.
He'll be along in a minute, so keep your eyes peeled. He's driving a maroon sedan.
Here comes a maroon sedan, boss.
Yes. It's McVane and White. We'll wait till they pass and swing under the boulevard and tail them. Okay, now.
Want to stay close behind him, boss?
No, drop back a little. Now, that's it. Now, stay on your tail. Don't lose him.
Leave it on me, boss.
McVane's slowing down, Muscles. He's stopping in front of White's hotel. Pull over to the curb.
Okay.
Now, if only... Yes, White's getting out of the car.
He's going into the hotel, alone.
Good. McVane's pulling away. Okay, boys, you know what to do now, don't you?
We know,
sure,
boys.
Sure, we know.
Okay, then, get going.
Man, Mr. White.
All right, just a minute.
Get ready, Nick.
That's it, Muscles.
All right, boy, let me have the telegram.
Move in, Nick.
Muscles!
Yeah, let's start.
Here, what?
Close the door, Nick, fast.
Okay.
What are you doing here, you?
We come for tea. How many lumps do you take?
Followed by Nick, the burly Muscles hurls himself upon the astonished Perry White. What happens now? We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode, so keep listening. Say, you Pep fans, listen.
Hey, what was that sound effect?
Well, that was a Pep photo collector stopping for a quick game of photo swap. That's the swell swap game you play to help you collect those 18 Pep photos of top-notch radio and sports stars.
Sure, you get these slick, candid camera-sized photos as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Think of it, a new photo series of 18 great stars like Margaret Whiting, the radio headliner, and sports stars like Lou Groza of the Cleveland Browns, plus many other stars just as famous.
Now, as you collect this swell photo series, of course you'll want to swap your duplicates with friends. So, play the game of photo swap. Each game's the exciting way to trade your duplicates for other photos.
Remember, to play Photo Swap, always carry with you at least two duplicates you want to swap. Then, when you meet a collector pal, you both pull out your spare photos and keep them face down in your hand. Here's what you say. Hey, Photo Swap?
Yup.
Then swap two off the top.
Now you exchange, sight unseen, the two top photos in your hands. And there you are. You swap and get other photos for your collection.
Right. And you play photo swap with those prize photos you get from packages of Pep, those crisp flakes of good whole wheat. Yes, they taste so good, your spoon can't shovel them in quick enough.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
At the rear of a busy drugstore, only a short distance from the home of Tom McVane, Joe Solitaire, wearing dark glasses, makes believe he is looking up a number in the phone book. Muscles McGraw enters the store, makes his way swiftly to the racketeer's side.
Everything's checked, boss.
Did you get Perry White?
And how?
Where's Nick?
Outside in the car.
Okay. Stand guard here at the door of the booth. I want to make a phone call.
Who are you calling?
Calling Clark Kent, McVane's house.
Why?
Because he'll contact Superman, stupid.
Oh. Hey, wait, boss. Huh? I just remembered. Kent seen you at the DA's office. He might recognize your voice.
Oh, don't worry. I can disguise my voice.
The creepers, if he catches on, he'll...
Shh, quiet.
Hello?
Is Mr. Kent there, please?
Yeah, this is Kent.
Oh, Mr. Kent. This is the clerk at the Brownlee Arms. I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
Bad news?
Something just happened to your editor, Perry White.
Perry White?
We just found him in his room in a very critical condition.
Great Scott.
And our house detective caught a man trying to escape from the room. Mr. White identified him as somebody named Joe Solitaire.
Joe Solitaire? You mean...
The house physician says Mr. White should be taken to a hospital at once. But we haven't been able to get an ambulance. He asked me to call you.
I'll be there at once. Bye.
Oh, what an act, boss. I'd have never recognized your voice. Did it work?
Kent said he'd go to the hotel at once. I'm sure he'll contact Superman and have him go there, too, to help his friend, Mr. White.
But Superman's guarding McVane's wife and daughter, ain't he?
Sure, he's guarding them against me. But I just told Kent I was captured at the hotel, so Superman won't be afraid to leave.
Oh, boy, what a brain you got, boy.
You've got to move fast, Muscles. Take Nick and hop over to the McVane house. It's only a few blocks away. And then, when you're through, I'm quite sure Mr. McVane will throw the white anti-punch board bill right out the window.
And how he will.
Okay, get going fast before Superman gets back.
I'm on my way, boy. See you soon.
Hurrying from the drugstore, Muscles leaps into the car beside Nick, and a moment later is racing toward Majority Leader Tom McVane's house, only a few blocks away. Has Superman been tricked into leaving McVane's house unguarded against the murderous venom of Joe Solitaire, whose vicious cruelty has already been tasted by Perry White? Fellows and girls, there are thrills and surprises in tomorrow's action-packed episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 19 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Will you have some candy?
Sure.
Some Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Sure thing. Where are they?
Well, I wasn't offering. I was just asking whether somebody at your house will make you some of the most delicious, easy-to-fix candy you ever popped into your mouth. Light as a feather Marshmallow Squares, all golden with the toasted rice bubbles of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Can you picture a cereal that doubles in candy?
And how? When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The simple recipes printed right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.